as a young man. I was a coward. I was a blind man. I was addicted.
Good evening and welcome to Dax Simulation, your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and kind of alternative-y stuff here on BCB 106.6 FM. Tonight, it's just me in the studio, Nigel, bringing you, well, as usual, a mixture of tunes and a bit of info somewhere glued in the middle of this tasty dark music sandwich. And we started there with The Dragons, with Here Are the Roses, fantastic opening track from Here Are the Roses, and still waiting for them to do more stuff, or to just keeping an eye out for them. Hopefully they will do, because they sound fantastic, really. Anyway, I'll carry on with the tunes, I think. We've got some Seas for you.
Life light.
you heard there, Everything Goes Cold with Fail. Great stuff from them. It's just seeming like the EP that's off, Prepare to be Refrigerated, came out quite a while ago now, and I'm just kind of gasping for more material from them. Still waiting for their album to come out. I'm sure it's on its way, and I'm sure it's soon, but you'll be the first to know as soon as I get any more new stuff from them, because I'll be playing it like mad. But yeah, that's the Quality Fail track off the EP. Before that, we had a pretty old track from Rotosand, Life Light, from Truth Is Fanatic, and something relatively new from C's, Who's Your Teacher, which I was always a bit unsure about playing on the show, because it's just a bit too kind of almost synth-poppy, just pop, basically, but it's a damn good track, so I thought I'd play it anyway. Okay, in a little bit, we're going to run down the gigs, clubs, and news and things like that. But first, I think I'm going to go for a couple of tracks from some local bands. Here's some Zeitgeist Zero. That's not actually the track I wanted to play. I'm not quite sure what happened there. Let's have another fight with the CD player. This should be it. We'll be right back.
time, looking for the desperate and searching for the blind. I'm gonna love you till closing time. I'm gonna meet you as my partner in crime. I'm gonna hug you cause I'm run out of wine. I'm gonna love you till closing time. I'm gonna love you till closing time. I'm gonna meet you as my partner in crime. I'm gonna hug you cause I'm run out of wine. I'm gonna love you till closing time. Promises made, I'll offer you the up, and then further to my critique. Perspectives defective, you didn't see the signs. I'll transfer my affections when the landlord calls time. I'm gonna love you till closing time. I'm gonna need you as my partner in crime. I'm gonna hug you cause I've run out of wine. I'm gonna love you till closing time. I'm gonna love you till closing time. I'm gonna meet you as my partner in crime. I'm gonna hug you cause I'm run out of wine. I'm gonna love you till closing time. I'm gonna need you as my partner in crime. I'm gonna hug you cause I've run out of wine. I'm gonna love you till closing time. I'm gonna love you till closing time. I'm gonna need you as my partner in crime. I'm gonna hug you cause I've run out of wine. I'm gonna love you till closing time.
Nest up in the autumn branches, built from nothing but high hopes and thin air. Collected up some baby blasted mothers, they took their chances, and for a while they lived quite happily up there. It came from New York City, man, but he couldn't take the pace, and thought it was like a dog-eat-dog world. And he went to San Francisco, spent a year in outer space with a sweet little San Franciscan girl. I can hear my mother wailing and a whole lot of scraping of chairs. I don't know what it is, but there's got me something going on upstairs. City, he had to get out of there. And San Francisco, well, I don't know. And then to L.A., where he spent about a day. He thought even the pale sky stars were smart enough to keep well away from L.A. Meanwhile, Larry made up names for the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on upstairs. Francisco. Moscow, LA, I don't know. But Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from the tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. Anyway, to cut a long story short, fame finally found him. Mirrors became his torturers. Cameras snapped him at every chance. The women all went back to their homes and their husbands with secret smiles in the corners of their mouths. He ended up, like so many of them do, back on the streets in New York City, in a soup queue, a dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead, and who actually cares? Well, I don't know what it is, but there's got me something going on.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard the fantastic Nick Cave in his Grinderman form with Dig Lazarus Dig off the album of the same name. That's one of them albums that I got a bit back and it didn't quite click on the first listening. A couple of friends recommended I give it a good few listens and it's grown on me so much. Nick Cave definitely on form on this album. It's been out a while now, but if you haven't grabbed it, then well worth getting your hands on if you like that kind of thing. Before that, we had a couple of local bands. We had Rhombus with I Love You Till Closing Time, and before that we had Zeitgeist Zero with Party for One. Both top quality local bands who just seem to be producing really catchy tunes, so well worth getting to see them next time they're around gigging. Right, as promised earlier in the show, and, you know, as most of my shows go, we've got a rundown of the gigs, clubs and stuff going on in the local area for the next couple of weeks or so. So this coming Friday the 3rd of July, we have the Friday Flock Live. This is at the Subculture in Leeds. This is a combination of a live gig followed by a club night. So the live gig is Screaming Banshee Aircrew. They've got an album launch party going on. So this is one of the first opportunities you'll have to hear their new material and hopefully get your hands on their latest album. And they're supported by Luxury Stranger. The details are doors 7:30, her first band at 8, costs £4 in advance to get in. That includes entry to the Friday Flock Club night afterwards. If you're not interested in the band and just want to come to the club night, it's a very good request-friendly goth alternative bit of everything club night, and that runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. I believe that's £3 before 11 or £4 after. More details at fridayflock.net. What else have we got? We have Saturday the 4th of July, Black Veil at the Wellington in Leeds, 8 p.m. till late, £2.50 on the door. Quite a lot of varied kind of goth of all kinds going on there. More information can be found at gogpromotions.co.uk/Black Veil. Following week, Saturday the 11th of July, you have the Junction, the Darklands at the Junction in York. That runs from 7 p.m. till midnight, and that's £3 on the door. And while I was saying darklands.org.uk didn't seem to be updated very often, I think, in the last couple of shows, I've noticed now that their MySpace is definitely being updated, so there's loads of information there. So if you want more information about the Darklands night, go to myspace.com/darklandsclubnight. I believe there's also a mention on there that on Friday the 3rd of July, the same as the Friday Flock Club night, there is also a Darklands at Fibbers in York, so that's £4 in and runs from 10:30 p.m. till 3 a.m. So if you're York area based, then lots of choices going on there. What else have we got? Wendy House on Saturday the 18th of July. There's a Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. That's £5 on the door. That runs from 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. And more information can be found at wendyhouse.org. thewendyhouse.org, and it's a big fun night, massive night. If you've never been, huge venue, to like 1200 capacity, and two rooms, the main room of goth cheese stuff, a bit of everything, and the mutate room has the hard dance industrial electronic stuff being played. That's pretty much it for gigs. Well, club nights, really. I don't think there's much going on gig-wise at the moment. But it's well worth mentioning Mesh have announced they've got a new single and a new album and a new tour all in the works. I believe the new single, Only Better, is coming out on about September the 9th. A new tour, an album, come later. I think the album's called A Perfect Solution. That's out in October. I believe the tour is in November. Keep checking the Mesh websites to see when they're coming to play local. I'll sure to be mentioning it if I find out. There you go. I think there's another club, couple of events, but I'll dig that out and play them, mention them in the next break if I can find any details. But for the time being, let's go on with a slightly different pace of music. Here's something a bit more electronic industrial.
Let me blow your mind.
Get me hard and get me fast. Get me hard and get me fast. Get me hard and get me fast. Get me hard and
hit me hard, hit me fast.
You heard a couple of nice harsh electronic tunes. We had Nose Effects with Hit Me Hard, and before that, Kermode Commando with Twiggy Finger. All very good stuff. And it's occurred to me what I was mumbling about in the last link. There was a couple of gigs that I knew were in the back of my head that I hadn't mentioned. I've dug out the details. It's, of course, the Birthday Massacre. Are playing a couple of gigs nearby, well, nearby in relative terms. They're playing Manchester Academy on Saturday the 11th of July, and they're playing the Corporation in Sheffield on Wednesday the 15th of July. So, you know, travelling distance, doable. bit on the outskirts. It's a shame there isn't anything closer to West Yorkshire where these kind of bands will play regularly. I didn't have any details about the Manchester Academy, but I'm sure you can Google for the website. But Sheffield Corporation, tickets are £8 advance, doors at 7 p.m, and more information can be found at corporation.org.uk. Also coming up on Tuesday the 14th of July is Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction playing Manchester Academy as well. So looking forward to that a lot. If you're a Nine Inch Nails fan, you probably already got your ticket, so don't really need to sell that one to you. But it should be a good tour, and it's looking like it's the last one for a while at least. Trent Reznor's been quoted as saying things like, you know, this is the last time I'll play this venue. As Nine Inch Nails, when he's been touring America as part of this stuff. So it'll be interesting to see if he definitely is gone, or whether he's just having a hiatus or a break, or whether he's inventing a new project. We'll have to wait and see. As always, you never really know with bands. Anyway, that's waffling from me. I'm going to go back to an old classic. Here's some really old XP Q21.
Time for recreation. And the hate will cover you forever. Freundlichkeit.
Well, I'm, as usual, I'm running out of time. This has been Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there Massive and Mensch with a track called Supermassive Gravity that featured Mind in a Box. You could really hear the Mind in a Box sound coming through there. And before was a really old track from XPQ21, a gothic novel. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in a fortnight's time. And I'm going to leave you with a track by The Secret Meeting called Blacker Than Blue.
Travis, you wanted to see.